On this episode of Home Theater News Review, we talk shop about Sony's new line of 2024 TVs. Target has news about movie discs in its brick-and-mortar stores. Trinov and Storm Audio both have big announcements. Hi-Fi Audio, boy, they are back in the news again. They have issued two more affordable audio devices. We'll dig into new movie releases, reviews, the numbers, and we have our deals of the week. All that and more coming up. Hello, home theater friends. It's Monday, and that means it's time for another episode of HTNR. My name is Todd with the Home Theater Forum at avnirvana.com. You can catch this podcast on our YouTube channel or listen to it on Spotify and iTunes. If you enjoy keeping tabs on what's happening in the world of home theater, make sure you subscribe, but also drop what you're doing and come hang out with the friendliest home theater forum folks on the planet. That's our community over at avnirvana.com. Today is April 22nd. Another weekend in 2024 is in the books. It was beautiful here in Washington, D.C. Totally fun weekend. We played golf, finally watched Dune 2 in the theater room. Got to spend time with my newest pinball machine that is Pulp Fiction. That's right, Pulp Fiction now has a pinball machine. Took in some baseball, just really nice, relaxing weekend. But now it's time to saddle up that old home theater horse and tackle another week in the world of home theater. Before we dive in, I just want to take a moment to thank everyone that's been listening to the show. We have a nice mix of industry insiders and enthusiasts, folks pretty much from all over the world. A shout out to our friends in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, as far away as South Africa. Really appreciate the support and all the kind words. And I really mean that. It's the little things that go a really long way when you're doing something like this. And hopefully we'll continue to see the project grow along with our community over at AV Nirvana. It's been nice to see our mission of spreading a realm of positivity in the hobby take root and grow in a new direction. And I think this might be a good time to mention the folks in the industry that are backing us as sponsors over on our website and our forum environment. And this is in no particular order. We have JTR Speakers. They're back again as a sponsor. They've been a sponsor for many years. Next Level Acoustics, they're a new sponsor for 2024. It's great to have them aboard. We have Focused Fidelity and Audio Lens. They are both sponsors over on our website and have been so for a number of years. I believe we have another well-known speaker manufacturer joining us this week based on what I've been reading on email over the last week or so. So really excited about that. And of course, we have the awesome folks at Kaleidoscape, Ascendo, and Sutherland AV Marketing supporting our YouTube project called Bass Hunters. And then we have all the folks that have purchased premium plus memberships to our free forum just as a way to support us. And you know, that's not really something that we advertise necessarily. Perhaps it's something that we should be advertising or highlighting a little more. It's just a small little link that's down in the right-hand corner of our homepage. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, and I look forward to continuing to grow this together. All right, time for a quick look at the happenings on this day in TV, film, and technology. On April 22nd, 1976, I was just a little guy back then, Barbara Walters became the first female nightly news anchor. That was with ABC News. And in 1991, that's the year I graduated from high school, Johnny Carson, the legendary late night host Johnny Carson, he announced his retirement. Both of those names, Walters, Carson, carry so much weight in America, media and television, true entertainment legends. Today was also the premiere of Avengers Endgame. Don't hate me for saying this, but I have actually never seen the film. And I'm guessing that puts me in a small minority because it grossed nearly $2.8 billion at the box office. That's worldwide, putting it number two on the all-time earner list. And I did start to watch all the Marvel movies with my youngest daughter from start to finish. We started that 2 years ago before she headed off to college. I think that we stopped halfway through Winter Soldier before she left. And we still have not picked it up yet, but that is on the docket for this summer. And hopefully we're going to continue to dig our way through all of them. I think there's what, like 23 maybe movies in all. So in the coming months, hopefully we're going to get through all of that. Now, we've got some notable birthdays. Glenn Campbell, he's an oldie but goodie. And we've got Jack Nicholson, one of the greats of our time. Also, someone you may have heard of, Amber Heard. It's her birthday today. Tech-wise, nothing big was revealed on this day in history, though. Yesterday, on April 21, 1989, the Nintendo Game Boy was launched in the United States. It and the Game Boy Color version sold 119 million units, with the most popular game being Tetris. That sold 35 million units, and that's actually where I'm tying all of this back in the home theater, because if you haven't watched the 2023 Apple TV Plus film Tetris, you should. It's a good one. It was a busy week in the world of home theater, and let's kick things off with the retail chain Target and its acknowledgement that it's all but kicking its in-store physical movie section to the curb. Target talked to ING about the matter and basically told the outlet that it's transitioning to a more selective assortment of DVDs in its stores, but will continue to carry thousands of titles online. This move, according to Target, is based on shopping patterns and broader industry trends. And by that, of course, we're talking about streaming, which is the 500-pound gorilla right now in the world of movie media. Sounds like Target will continue to carry some titles in store when they're launched and increase overall stock during the holidays, but we don't really have a good idea of what that means. And I have two responses to this. And the first is based on my experiences at two Target locations here in the Baltimore, Washington metro area. Look, based on the stock that I've seen over the years, and granted, I haven't been in a Target in a number of months, but it seemed to me that they had already cut back on in-store stock. I'm not sure, frankly, how much more could be taken away without it completely disappearing. And again, that's at stores in our area. In comparison to what it was 10 years ago, it's been basically shaved down to nothing. And secondarily, I think this story shows how little Target thinks of physical media. They're just not giving the category its proper due. And you might even argue it shows how little effort it's put forth into educating customers about physical media and why they might be interested in buying it. But this generalized use of the term DVD is completely confusing. When I first read Target's response to his decision to pull stock, it was initially difficult for me to tell if they were talking about the DVD format or physical movies in general, using the term DVD to mean DVDs, Blu-ray, and 4K Blu-rays. And in this case, I'm pretty sure we're talking about all three formats, but the fact they're so loose with their wording, I think this tells you a lot about the importance they place on the category and what they might assume their customers may know about the category. I think as enthusiasts, and I know we also have members of the industry listening to this podcast, but we have a hard time putting ourselves in the shoes of the average buyer and the buyers of younger generations as a whole. But I think you'd be surprised at how many wouldn't be able to define the difference between a DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K Blu-ray. And much of that falls at the feet of large retail chains like Walmart and Target and Best Buy. And I know there's others out there. I think they're just failing to properly market and sell discs and disc players in the various formats at the point of sale when they are selling those large format televisions that they have in their stores. And that said, as the MP3 revolution showed us, convenience is a massive driver in the media market, and it could be that no amount of education could make physical media a viable product to stock in physical stores these days. And there's also the online retail factor. If I'm being completely honest, I stopped buying physical media at my area Target and Best Buys because of stock issues, and that was years ago. Rather than spend 30 minutes of my time on a round trip visit to Target only to find out they didn't have a film I was looking for, Amazon was giving me next day access and really aggressive pricing. Anyhow, I don't think this is the last we've heard about changes to physical media this year, so stay tuned for the next shoe to drop. Sony has announced its 2024 TV lineup, and this year we have four new models to choose from, headlined by its new flagship mini LED Bravia 9. That's right, Sony is putting mini LED at the top of its food chain. The Bravia 9 boasts 325% more dimmable zones than last year's model. That's the X95L, and comes with studio calibration modes for Netflix, Sony Pictures, and Prime Video. In terms of Prime, it will automatically apply the optimum picture settings to any TV show, movie, or sports program, while also adjusting brightness based on the surrounding environment using a built-in light sensor. We're looking at three sizes, ranging from 85 inches at $5,499 down to 65 inches at $3,299. The 75-inch version is $3,999. The next in line is Bravia 8 OLED. It gets a 10% boost in brightness and is more affordable than the Bravia 9 series, with the 65-inch version landing at $2,799. The series also has 77-inch and 55-inch models. Looks like the Bravia 8 is thinner than last year's flagship OLED. Now, we've talked a lot about OLED panel technology in recent weeks, and this one is, I think, a little bit of a shocker, but Sony is not using Samsung's QOLED panel in the Bravia 8 series. Instead, it's using LG's WOLED panel. Last year's A95L QD OLED model will run again this year, and it looks like it will remain the flagship OLED for Sony. So we won't be seeing any major advancements from Sony when it comes to that QD panel. Very, very interesting news. And pulling up the rear, we have a Bravia 7 series and the Bravia 3 series. Both of those are LCD based and are less expensive. If you have questions, I'll drop a link to a thread over on AV Nirvana where you can chat with Value Electronics' Robert Zone. I know Robert was out in California at a Sony launch event, and he knows a lot about the changes in technologies and improvements you'll find in these TVs, so you can talk to him there. And look, folks, he is the no-brainer go-to shop if you're looking to make a purchase. So definitely come on over to AV Nirvana and strike up a conversation in that thread. Last week, Trinov released all of its trailers in Dolby Atmos. These AV clips have been created to show off various audio capabilities for its processors. I believe at least three of these trailers were originally created to show off DTS:X at trade shows 5 or 6 years ago. Well, now they're available in Atmos, and I'm told that we can expect to see them in Oro 3D soon, which is really exciting for folks with Oro-capable systems just craving and yearning for some new Oro 3D demo content. You can access these trailers on Trinov's website. Just a quick registration, and they'll allow you to download them for playback. You can go find them under the Resources tab at Trinov.com. Trinov also launched a new online design tool for its waveforming technology. The tool allows just about anyone to create scientifically sound and tailored room layouts capable of delivering exceptional waveforming audio experiences. Just a little background for you. Waveforming is Trinov's latest room correction software that tackles bass management. I've had an opportunity to hear it in action, and it was completely compelling. And by that, I mean it was incredible. Between it and Dirac's active room treatment technology, we have pretty much two of the most advanced bass management solutions that the market has ever seen. And this new online tool makes waveforming much more accessible, way less intimidating. Trinov initially launched waveforming on the heels of the public rollout of active room treatment. And Look, it was no secret that that release was a reaction to Dirac's new solution, keeping Trinov solidly in the conversation, most likely from a dealer perspective. But at the same time, it was also pretty obvious that waveforming wasn't quite ready for prime time. We've since watched it mature. It's had very successful demo rounds at industry shows. We've have showrooms around the world that are now running it. And now they're making it more accessible and more user-friendly in terms of how it's ultimately deployed, which was an absolute must. I'm really glad to see Trinov doing that. Speaking of high-end processors, Storm Audio also made news this past week by dropping its latest firmware revision for its crop of processors. We're up to revision 4.6R0, and I know this made one of our forum members very happy. Scott, I am looking right at you. One of the features of this release is a dedicated bass shaker channel that will dump bass to a bass shaker unit. Boy, that is a mouthful to say there, but basically, the signal coming out of your processor will be bypassing Dirac processing and it's totally clean, going right to whatever you have running your bass shakers. And this is something that Scott and I have been trading messages about over on the forum ever since Matthias Johansson joined us on AV Nirvana Live a few weeks ago. And obviously, Storm has gotten feedback about the need for a dedicated bass shaker channel, and now we have it with a free upgrade. Details about that release are on our homepage. And last but not least, we have iFi Audio, who dropped two new pint-sized outboard models. We have the Zen Phono 3, which is a phono stage that can be connected directly to active speakers and amplifiers, among other things. It's compatible with both moving magnet and moving coil cartridges. One of its more interesting features is an intelligent subsonic filter that targets and eliminates rumble that you get from a warped record without impacting bass frequencies that are part of a music track. So that's a really neat feature. And the other model is Zen DAC 3, which is a desktop-friendly standalone digital-to-audio converter that can be used with gaming rigs, high-end audio systems, pretty much anywhere you're looking to inject high-quality conversion capabilities. Both models are landing in that $229 to $239 range, so head over to our homepage for more detailed information. We have some fun films launching on disc tomorrow. That would be April 23rd, 2024. So keep your eye out for The Beekeeper, which we featured on Bass Hunters last week. You can find a link to that episode down in the show notes. We also have The Departed landing on 4K and 4K Steelbook. Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2 is landing on Blu-ray and 4K. And we also have Steel Magnolias getting the 4K treatment. Hard to believe that film was originally launched in theaters 34 years ago. AV Nirvana disc critic Michael Scott released three more reviews last week. He reviewed Blu-ray releases of Night Swim and Lisa Frankenstein, and he also reviewed The Beekeeper on 4K UHD, and I think he and I largely agreed on the audio characteristics The Beekeeper has, and that goes without saying, if you're looking for a couple of great demo scenes, The Beekeeper has got you covered. All right, on to disc sales and data, and the numbers are in. DVD sales remain super strong, capturing 66% of the market through the week ending April 13th. And I have to admit, I was way off last week when I guesstimated sales percentages. DVD sales actually accounted for 70% of disc sales in the week prior. So that would be the week ending April 6th, I believe that is. Once again, that strong push in the direction of DVD comes at the hand of losses in the 4K category. Blu-ray is staying pretty strong, right in that kind of 25 to 29% range. This week's numbers have 4K UHD only accounting for 9.6% of sales. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is still topping the disc charts, followed by Lisa Frankenstein, which is only available on Blu-ray. Wonka is number 3, Migration 4, and the re-release of 2011's Lesson Before Love is number 5. And I had to look that one up. I do not remember that movie being a thing in 2011, and I don't think that I have ever seen it, but it is being re-released, and it's at number 5 on the charts. Oppenheimer slips another rung on the ladder to number 7. On the 4K disc charts, King Kong, that is King Kong from 1976, is number 1. Oppenheimer is 2. The Abyss is hanging in there at number 3. Aliens and True Lies have slipped to the 5 and 6 spots. On the streaming front, JustWatch.com says that Hulu's The Greatest Hits is number 1. Late Night with the Devil has jumped 16 spots to number 2. And our top 5 is rounded out by Argylle, Zone of Interest, and The Beekeeper. Really interesting how the top discs and the top streaming films are just so wildly different. Oppenheimer is still in the top 10. That's for streaming, of course. It's been out pretty much 5 months now on streaming platforms, and that's pretty much 5 months on the nose. I think it was released on November 21, 2023. Just really amazing legs on that film, especially considering the style of its storytelling. It's not exactly the most accessible movie, but very popular, obviously. When it comes to streaming TV shows, Amazon's Fallout held on to the number one spot. So there you go. No more chaos there, right? Well, watch out. A Netflix show called Baby Reindeer has jumped 59 spots to land at number 4. In fact, 3 of the top 5 shows right now are coming from Netflix, with the other 2 being 3 Body Problem and Ripley. Kaleidoscape did, in fact, launch Dune 2 last week. That can be purchased and downloaded right now. Other new titles include Blood for Dust and In the Land of Saints and Sinners. I think, and I've not heard this officially from Kscape, but I think that Monkey Man will land on servers tomorrow. You can pre-order that right now if you'd like to start the download process. Kscape is also hosting 2 great sales. Right now, we've got sci-fi classics and James Bond films. Movie fan and friend of mine, Steve George, you can pick up The Fifth Element in 4K on Kscape for just $9.99. I know you're excited about that. Alien in 4K is $14.99. Prometheus is just $9.99. I happen to like Prometheus a lot. In fact, it's probably my favorite of the Alien universe. I do like Aliens, but I think there's something about Prometheus, and perhaps it's just the newness of all of the special effects and everything. It just has a more modern feel, but there's something about Prometheus that really stuck out to me, and I know a lot of hardcore Alien fans did not like it, so obviously I don't really know what I'm watching when it comes to the Alien universe, but that one you can pick up on Kscape for $9.99. On the Bond front, Kscape has the entire Bond catalog on a bundle sale, so what that means is you need to commit to buying at least 4 Bond titles, and you'll only pay $14.99 each, and all of those are in 4K. Now on to disc deals of the week. Dune 2. We were just talking about Dune 2. That's out on Kaleidoscape and it's streaming. Well, that 4K disc and pre-order has dropped in price. You can now lock it in for just $29.99. I think that's a really good deal. So if you want that disc on your doorstep on launch day, which I think is May 14th, go place that order right now. There's a link right down in the description. And today we're highlighting 2 more releases that come with all 4 formats. That's 4K, Blu-ray, DVD, and digital code, all of them bundled together for just $10.99. This week we have A Quiet Place, a really fun movie, some incredible demo scenes for your home theater. And the other title is Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop, a really fun classic film. Just 2 great catalog titles. The only hitch is you have to wait for them to launch on May 21st, but for the price and what you're getting, both are well worth the wait. And once again, links are right down in the description show notes. And now for a great deal on some home theater gear. How about a little Yamaha Avantage action. Avantage is Yamaha's top-of-the-line receiver series. I ran one of these in my home theater for a number of years. Really great piece of equipment. Right now, you can score the RX-A2A, which is a 7.2 channel receiver that can run 5.1.2 Atmos configurations. It's 100 watts per channel, and Yamaha is known for its beefy amp sections. And it has HDMI 2.1, so we're talking 8K video capabilities, along with all of those important 2.1 features that gamers are going to love. It's normally $1,000 for this receiver, and it's on sale right now for $645, so that's 35% off MSRP. That, folks, is a great deal. I'll drop a link to that right down in the show notes. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's show. Be good to each other out there. Have a great week in home theater, and I'll see you on the forum at avnirvana.com.